This episode of Rad Dads brought to you by Greg's new car, a stylish Suzuki
Swift.
Just
like me.
With 30,000 Ks on the clock, Greg, you're doing good.
Yeah, man.
This is your new car from Too Cheap Auto, is that right?
Yeah, we're not going to talk about them.
No, but if we talk about them enough, they might kind of be like, oh, these guys, we want to. Rad Dads brought to you by two cheap autos brought to you by two cheap dads.
Yeah, well, to be honest, the experience I had at Too Cheap, you know, I got a follow-up customer survey thing, and I'm normally pretty reserved when it comes to, oh, I'm just wondering whether I'm on the right side of the road. I thought so. Exit, keep left.
Probably, here's a tip, kids. Don't start recording a podcast whilst driving, because you might find yourself in the wrong lane.
No, we're good.
Okay,
I'm good.
Greg's given us the green light. So
this guy's in the bad place.
Okay, so the guy next to us is in the bad place.
He's on the wrong side.
So what happened when you went to Too Cheap Auto? Like, run us through it.
So I'm there, and because after many years of riding a scooter, I'd finally reached that point where I just needed a car, and it was a painful kind of place to get to, but I got to it, and I was like, right, need a car. Saw the car that I wanted to keep it nice and simple, knew that it was on the lot, but I wanted it to be sold to me. You know, you have sort of a certain expectation of, you walk onto the lot, and you know, no one ever wants the car dealer to come out, but they kind of want the car dealer to come out. And so I stood there on the yard for maybe 10 minutes 15 minutes, and I had to go inside to get someone.
You had to go and sell yourself.
Yeah.
To get some selling.
And I went up to the guy, and he's like, hey. And I said, hey, because that's what you say back to people.
And that's the end of the story.
And I said, oh, can you give us some information on the Swift there? And his response was, oh, all the information's on the sheet in the window. I was like, sorry, what? Which, that was kind of the first red flag. And then he's like, oh, do you want to take it for a test drive? I said, oh, yeah, that'd be great. And so then he goes and pulls out a jerry can full of gas, puts some gas in it. The light, the fuel light's still on while I'm driving this car. I'm thinking, this can't be good. And then, you know, long and short of, went through all the paperwork, and I came back to pick it up. He's on his cell phone. When I came back to pick it up, didn't even acknowledge me. He's like, oh, he turned away from his call and said, I need to put some gas in it. Yeah, it's because you only put about flipping 5 cents worth of gas in it when I took it for a test drive. And basically filled it back up again, not enough to get the fuel light off, and chucked me the keys and then walked back inside again. I'm like, I get the whole kind of budget, you know, experience here, but I don't know. Bit of common courtesy never went amiss.
He needs a bit of dad training.
Man.
He needs the rad dads to come in and just be like, can you use your manners?
Yeah.
And we chew with our mouths shut, and when someone looks at you, you look at them back.
And generally, if you'd like, you know, completing a transaction, don't be on your cell phone. Anyway, I don't want to sound like I'm, you know, three times as old as I actually am, but that was my experience.
That's awesome. Well, we're driving around in Greg's cool little blue mobile. The funny thing is, you told me, you know, for us it's this modest little kind of blue mobile, but for your kids it's like a Trans Am, eh?
Oh man, the kids have been all over it. But mind you, my kids, they were also the kids that were like, oh, my dad's cool, he rides a motorbike, but it's not really a motorbike, it's a scooter. And it's hugely embarrassing once I left the driveway, but for that 10 seconds that it took me to ride out of the driveway, I was the coolest dad in town.
It's hilarious.
And so, same kids, so, you know, Suzuki Swift might as well be a flipping, you know, Ferrari 458 for as much as they're concerned. So
exactly.
It's good. But I do want to jump in, and I want to say, Will, there's a reason why we're not releasing on Monday.
That's right. I've recently split up with my wife, and we're over. No, that's not true, Greg. I, with the help of the beauty of life, I've managed to produce myself one little stinky, a little person that she's born and she's in the world and she's safe, and as of recording, she's 7 days old.
That is too awesome, my friend.
That and is too cheap awesome.
Too cheap awesome? That is absolutely right. That is absolutely...
That's actually the cheapest thing you can do, because she didn't cost me any money so far. No, apart from nappies and a few other things.
Trust me, Matt, she will. Your time will come. You'll keep, as my father would say, you'll keep.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
That's missing another word, eh? He actually said something like, you'll keep warm, and you just only heard, you'll keep. No, on the baby note, it's been super interesting to be a father of, you know, middle age. No, we're not the middle age. You know what I mean.
Preteen.
A bit older. I was 24 or something when I had the other stinkies, and now it's like I feel like it's way better. For example, I'm able to get up early. That is something I wasn't able to achieve as a 24-year-old.
Yeah.
I also don't have rugby or like a social life per se because I'm 38 now, and so.
You've already given that up.
I've already given that up, and it's good not to walk around the house with a limp because you're always sore from smashing your body into someone else. So that's another good thing. And the other good thing is, like, when I was daily vlogging for, I don't know, 200 and something days, like, going to bed at 1 o'clock and waking up at 6 was normal.
Yeah.
And it's trained me how to wake up and get up and go to sleep really fast. So I might only be operating on 4 or 5 hours sleep, but I feel good.
You feel good. I have to ask. All right, so just snap kind of quiz. 7 days in, three insights, three kind of unexpected insights that you've had from 7 days with a newborn, maybe even a newborn daughter. Three things that kind of caught you off guard.
I think dads love their little girls more, and I can't back that up with science. Maybe to follow that up, 1A is that I forgot how beautiful and nice and cuddly little babies are, and when they cry, it sucks for everyone else, but it doesn't suck for you because that's your little thing crying, you know. And also the immense pleasure I have in being able to like change a nappy and feeling accomplished after every nappy. It's like if she didn't poo when I was changing it, because that's a real life thing that happens, it was a good day. And I have little micro wins. I've got so many micro wins. Like today when I get home, I'll be trying to take her so I can give my wife some rest. This morning I got up early and cleaned the whole kitchen. It's like, you know, I don't even have time to go on the comments of Facebook anymore. And this might make Rad Dad suffer, but I'm feeling maximum charged for actual practical things to do. And that's probably my biggest win.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's awesome. And the fact that it speaks to that whole reason why we kicked off this crazy journey in the first instance. It's that whole thing of fatherhood keeps us back down to reality, back down, making sure that we're doing the business first, and then using that as the X factor or the special sauce to get the other stuff done after that.
100%.
And I'm real interested to now know, and I guess kind of seed this next kind of part, because now that you've experienced both flavors,
yes,
no disservice to the parents out there that only have one or the other, but I think it's interesting to get that kind of counterpoint. I read a really interesting article. I'm not gonna source it just because I'm still.
Because you're not paying for this podcast. This is for free.
So no, what did I? I'm not sure.
Is it from Fox News?
No, it's not from Fox News, but it is. It is from. It's from a legit newspaper, but one that could possibly be slightly polarizing, and again, one that I would not otherwise normally read.
You know you're making it way worse for us.
Oh, totally.
Because they're going to Breitbart News. They're talking alt-right publication.
No. It's not that at all. I think it was the Daily Mail.
Oh, well, that's all right.
Which, it can still polarise people. And that's all good. I try and take a healthy view of, you know, finding your own opinion on stuff.
Right.
But anyway, needless to say, the article is really interesting. It was written by a feminist talking about
raising her boy to be a feminist and to respect women and all of those things that we would, as you know, modern fathers, and as Will and I would totally attest to being really, really important. But what she was talking about was whether the pendulum potentially had almost begun to shift all the way to the other side, and that now some of what was happening was potentially affecting her son in a negative way, because all of the role models that he had were no longer male but female. And again, not that that's inherently bad as having female role models, but I guess she was just questioning herself, and that she had sort of pigeonholed powerful men as being dictators and powerful women as being overcomers, which again, unfortunately, history has held that to be true. But it was really interesting having her kind of unpack that and sort of say, well, are we at a point now where we maybe need to continue to empower our girls, because that's a really, really important thing, and continue to fill their lives with positive female role models. But also, I guess something that we've talked about on numerous occasions, Will and I, is I get back to this idea that we're actually all on the same team now.
Yeah.
We've been able to hopefully acknowledge, and in some parts of the world, unfortunately, are still righting some of the gender inequality issues, which I think is great, and that needs to continue. But also, broader than that, I think we need to make sure that, you know, do we need to start thinking about what does it look like to, you know, rather than having the boys versus girls, which, you know as a school kid, man, boys versus girls never ended well.
No.
It didn't matter what you were playing.
Well, same for girls when they decided to pick on us as, like, teenagers, you know, because girls can be brutal as well to their own and to boys.
Yeah.
And it's just super, look, it's just... Yeah, I mean, finish your point, but I want to jump in to say something like, it's, I want to back you 100% that we're not on teams. We're on team everybody, you know? Everybody, because, yeah, I don't know. Finish your point and then I can jump in.
Oh, no, I was just thinking, you know, like, what are we, you know, as a community of fathers need to do to be able to support and back 100% to the hilt those awesome, powerful women that are championing the cause of our daughters and challenging them to be everything that they can possibly be. How do we support them and continue to allow them to do the awesome work that they're doing, but also not forget about our boys?
Yeah.
And how do we hold those two things in tension? And I don't necessarily have the answer.
Well,
but I guess it's just going, man, like, wouldn't it be cool if, you know, we as a community of fathers could call people out on reinforcing the negative stereotypes?
Yeah.
On either way, you know, I don't know.
Well, no, I think that's what Rad Dads represents. It's not that we're just dad only.
Mm.
The whole goal behind it was to highlight good people.
Mm.
Or at least people giving it a go, you know, because you might, look, you change your mind on things. You realize you weren't doing it completely right. But yeah, unfortunately, you only get there by actually doing something, and you've got to do something, right? Now, this whole idea about, you know, role models, and I think that's mum and dad, you know. For me, I'm not leaving it up to anyone else to shape my children. They can interact with my kids, but I want my daughter to learn, you know, what comes natural to me and my bad jokes, and that I can lift heavy things and that I smell stinky, and that she can learn from mum the gentle touch, and that mum can be ferocious as well.
Yeah.
And out of that, like, go forth and do you know. And I want the boys to have exactly the same. I won't raise them any different. I think my only job is to try really hard to keep them alive, and also try really hard to unlock something in them that comes natural to them. So I don't care if it's my boy or girl who wants to be an astronaut. I want to make sure if they want to be an astronaut that they set a realistic goal to how to become an astronaut and then bloody go be an astronaut.
Yeah,
you
and,
know?
And I think that again, I feel bad that the point has to be overemphasized, but it's, I think more than anything else, I think I would like Brad Dads and us to be champions of the idea that we can celebrate awesomeness, like actually going to and getting to the point where let's parent and let's interact with society where we know that at the end of the day, when it's all said and done, the awesomeness in the world is gonna win out over any crappy, bad, evil, back to front agenda. Because if we can't believe that, it's like, what have we got? Like, what truly do we have if we lose sight and lose faith in our ability to actually overcome the bad stuff and just be awesome because it's the right thing to do? And that's not, you know, not trying to take a really sort of narrow view of things, but it's actually just going, you know what, like, that's actually something really real to aspire to. Yeah. That I want my daughters to be awesome. I want my boys to be awesome.
Yeah.
I want my daughters and my boys to be awesome to each other.
Yeah.
And if we can't start with that and then begin to kind of distill that down, and I want my boys to be the guys that are in those boardrooms fighting for the merits of their female coworker because they're good at what they do and you know, shaking things up from that perspective. I really, really hope that that's what my boys become. But conversely, I want my girls to be setting dreams and aspiring to be certain ways because I just don't think it's right that
I'm just pulling the phone back over to me because there's a policeman and we're driving and he might think you're talking on the phone.
Oh, possibly, but I don't have my hands on it, so.
True, but I hope you don't have your hands on it, Greg, because then you would get pulled over.
But yeah, you know what I mean. It's a case of, yeah. Anyway, I think I've made my point.
What I want to say on this is it's complicated, and we're still finding our way through this whole thing, right? And that's all we can do is to look a little bit within, look at our surroundings, and do the best possible thing we can do. I don't think it's up to me or you, Greg, to go off and find the roles of male and female, you know, for everyone else. Well, let's just get it right with us, because, you know, we've got three with me. How many with you?
Four
with you. I'm catching up. Four with you, and that's a lot of influence on the world.
Yeah.
Right? They can go off and I heard an interesting kind of thing the other day on a podcast, and it was the interviewer, and one of the questions to him was, do you ever change the people's minds you're debating?
Yeah.
And he said, no, but I quite often get hundreds of emails that I've changed the minds of people listening.
Yeah.
And so I think it's like, why would we be trying to change people's minds? Like, just don't try and change someone's mind. Just try and live the best you can live. And try and be honest, try and tell the truth, you know, try and do those small things, try and give everyone an equal opportunity.
Mm.
And I'm just convinced that something, what you're talking about, the goodness, will manifest out of that. Because if you just took those things about trying to tell the truth, all right, you might get it wrong.
Mm.
But that's what Rad Dads represents, trying to tell the truth, trying to celebrate the dad who doesn't go out, you know, partying all over town.
Yep.
Trying to celebrate the dad making a sacrifice, getting up in the morning, and also acknowledging that mum's doing the same, you know. And I just even think something like saying what we're saying out loud just lets a little bit of that steam out of the kettle, you know, because it's a pressure cooker, man. Life's this pressure cooker, and it's very complicated. And I don't think we all know what to do with it sometimes, so we end up you know, just panicking. And I think it's that panic, bro, that, again, using the word manifest, comes out with the bad stuff we were talking about, you know. Mm. It's that chaos that seeps its way in, and all of a sudden you're not doing things that feel right to you. You're doing things that are a symptom of something else, you know. Mm. So it's all cool and it's all scary, and at the end of the day, I like driving around with you and talking. I like the idea that someone will be listening.
Yeah.
And if someone happens to say, hey man, that's me too, and I've heard what you said and I'm going to try these things, you know, that's actually influence, right? That's actually how we make this world tick along a bit nicer.
Oh, absolutely. And I think at the end of the day, regardless of where you sit on any of these issues and challenges that you kind of walk through, I think there are some truths that we can all hold on to. And it's that the thing that we keep talking about, that idea that if we listen first, listen intently to each other, listen with purpose, we act and then we speak. You know, we say it so often: listen, act, speak. Listen, act, speak. If that's the framework or the mantra by which we operate, regardless of where you sit on the paradigm, or the spectrum of any and all of these issues, I think at least we can find a way in which we can sit in tension with each other, knowing that that awesomeness will be the thing that prevails. You know, I will give up and let go of those things that maybe not quite right or not quite on point, because I can see the greater good at play. And just conversely to the person that might be on the opposite end of the spectrum in terms of the way I see things, they'll be prepared to as a result of their listening, to act on that and give up the things that maybe not necessarily ringing true for them. And again, I think for too long we've kind of bought into this lie that that sort of utopian idea of the fact that we can conquer this. You know, we've bought into this idea that, you know, we can't, and it's bad and it's hard and it's never going to be fixed. But actually embracing mystery and diversity is all part of the point. And once we get to that point where we're okay with that, man, life just gets so much simpler and so much easier to deal with.
Yeah.
So anyway, with that, episode 11.
Wow.
Episode 11 comes to a close. It was a bit of a short one.
It actually wasn't. We've been driving around for about 25 minutes.
Jeepers. Oh, well, it's a regular length one.
Yeah.
But we will be, bear with us, ladies and gentlemen, as we go through the motions of a new baby settling into one family and kind of adjusting of a few schedules here and there. But bear with us for the next week or so while we readjust our production schedules. But we'll look to be back to relatively normal programming within a short period of time.
It's the one. Go off, mow your lawns, be happy, hug your family, you know, do good stuff. Go do something nice today for someone, even if that someone's yourself, right? Go get a nice fade for those older dads. That's like a... What am I trying to say? So you get the clippers and fade. You know what I mean.
You know what I mean.
Get a fade.
And if you haven't already, www.facebook.com/raddadsnz. I'm guessing if you're listening to the podcast, you'll already be aware of that we're on the podcast thingamajiggies on Spotify and iTunes. And on top of that, if you want to get in touch with us, not via any of those other means, you can always email us, raddadsnewzealand, NEWZEALAND, shucks, at gmail.com. And we'll be more than happy to chat, yarn, shoot the breeze with you about all things dad.
Sweet as. Shall we give a high five, Greg? Oh, that was awesome. Catch you later, bro.
See you, man.